Global challenges demand new approaches. Today, we finally acknowledge the obvious, that Jerusalem is Israel's capital. While previous presidents have made this a major campaign promise, they failed to deliver. Today, I am delivering.
And the ripple effects of that announcement playing out around the world, President Trump announcing our country will recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, move our embassy there. Sharon Reed joins me this morning on that and some other stories. Hey, Sharon, good morning. This historic announcement, a lot of concern, though. Other countries not real happy with us. Even a talk of a meeting at the UN in the next couple of days about it.
That's correct. We're expecting it as soon as tomorrow, the meeting at the UN, and that includes several countries, eight countries at least, that are saying that this needs to be looked at. That includes Britain and France, who are demanding the meeting. And you're also beginning to get what I think a lot of people fear, which is the threat of violence being talked about. The leader of Hamas within the last hour or so has been talking about a new intifada, an uprising, saying that the decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital is basically killed the Israeli Palestinian peace process. And so they're talking about a day of rage tomorrow that would likely come after prayers. And so I think you're seeing certainly the U.S. embassies around the world kind of boosting security and just a lot of nervous reaction to what the president did announce yesterday.
White House today, a couple of meetings. Democrat leaders will be there trying to get a deal done to avoid a government shutdown.
That's right. You've got until midnight tomorrow night, actually, for that, for the government to not run out of money. And again, we're expecting to see Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and then House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi head to the White House. That's unless the president does any tweeting. Or yesterday he did say a comment that the government shutdown could happen. You'll remember they were invited to the White House about a week ago, and the government and the president tweeted that they didn't want to make a deal, and so that meeting kind of got canceled. We'll see if this one happens today. The House, meantime, is expected to pass what's called a continuing resolution, a two-week deal that would continue to fund the government through December 22nd, and we're expecting the Senate to pass that as well. But then again, they're going to have to face the problem again on December 22nd, just as the holidays are there and people want to go home from Congress.
Yeah, typical Washington. You need a little deadline, a little drama.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Empty chairs last time. Chuck and Nancy say they'll be there. Meanwhile, at the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue, nobody wants to be seen with Al Franken right now, right?
That's right. Well, he's expected to take the Senate floor this morning to make an announcement. And his office is denying a lot of reporting that says he's resigning. They say he's been, as of last night, meeting with his family and said that any reports of a final decision were inaccurate. But the general assumption is he's about to step down. You've got about three dozen senators now who are calling for him to go, including Chuck Schumer, who said he basically issued a statement saying he has a higher obligation to his constituents in the Senate and should step down. You know, the breaking point seems to have been another report. It's a seventh or eighth report. This time a congressional aide said that Franken had tried to kiss her. He's actually come out and denied that specific report and said it's categorically not true. The allegation was that he had said to the woman, "It's my right as an entertainer," something that Franken says is preposterous. He would never say, but it does appear that the tipping point's here and that this may be his last day.
A potpourri of news out of Washington this
indeed,
morning with
indeed.
Our Sharon Reed running it down. Sharon, thanks. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Take
updates on all those stories, top and bottom of the hour. And, of course, we'll be talking about it on The Spew this morning at 9:05 with Lanigan and Triv. And, boy, Rush Limbaugh, he'll get his take. Following the news at noon today on News Radio, WTAM 1100. Interesting Rush yesterday. Did you listen? He was, he could really paint the picture about these wildfires out in Southern California. Have you seen the video? My goodness. This thing's jumping the 405, Bel Air, Brentwood, one of these rich neighborhoods near Beverly Hills. Entertainment guy Matt Wolf says they're also shutting down some production out there because of these wildfires, man.
Yeah, and as a sidebar to that, a new fire, apparently, I'm just reading this now on the wires, has just broken out. So we're really keeping a close eye on this thing. And, of course, you may or may not know our entertainment reporter, Jason Nathanson. He's actually doing duty right now in the fire zone itself. So pretty interesting to see what's going on out there and what's happening. Now, how as it relates to Hollywood, you know, no surprise here. A couple of shows shut down production due to this. Westworld and SWAT. They filmed sort of in the areas near Santa Clarita where the fires are pretty much nearby. And listen, you know, you know just as well as I do, Bill, you can't take chances with anything.
No, not at all.
These fires have a life of their own. I mean, one of them jumped the highway last night and is burning on the other side of the Pacific, you know, for crying out loud. So no chances being taken until further notice with these shows, Westworld and SWAT.
All right. Those shutting down some 90,000 acres so far, and those winds keep kicking up when it comes to spreading them around.